Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 13th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of the true crime writer William Roughead, born in Edinburgh, Scotland, 1870, a lawyer, loved murder trials, went to see them at the High Court, Edinburgh, which he then wrote up as narratives and published in his book, 12 Scots Trials, in 1913. Henry James liked his work, so did Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and President Franklin D. Roosevelt reserved a special shelf near the Oval Office just for the books of William Roughead. Despite his dry humor and his irony, Roughead's long study of criminal depravity never turned him pessimistic. He said, "The study of criminology has by no means made me a cynic. It has encouraged my admiration for the ingenuity of the human race." It's the birthday of the painter Grant Wood near Anamosa, Iowa, 1891, known for the portrait of a farmer and his spinster daughter, American Gothic, which, along with the Mona Lisa, is one of the most familiar paintings in the world. Grant Wood grew up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, went to art school in Minneapolis, then Chicago, went to Europe, where he saw the work of Jan van Eyck, the 15th century Flemish painter, and was influenced by it. It was in homage to van Eyck that Wood painted those stylized fields and rolling hills of Iowa, and those lit scenes with long shadows. In a new biography entitled Grant Wood, A Life, R. Tripp Evans presents Wood as a closeted homosexual who adopted Midwestern regionalism as a shield for his own bohemianism, and who, when he died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 50, was planning to leave Iowa and move to California. Here's a poem for today by Jennifer Meyer, entitled Meditation from 14a. And what if the passage out of this life is like a flight from Seattle to St. Louis, the long taxi out of the body, the brief and terrible acceleration, the improbable buoyancy, and then the moment when, godlike, you see the way things fit together, the grave and earnest roads with their little cars, stitching their desires with invisible thread, the tiny pushpin houses and backyard swimming pools dreaming the same blue dream. And who but the dead may look down with impunity on these white birds strewn like dice above a river whose name you have forgotten, though you know, having crossed the divide, that it flows east now toward the vast, still heartland, its pinstriped remnants of wheat and corn laid out like burial clothes. And how you would like to close your eyes, if only you could stop thinking about that small scratch on the window, more of a pinprick, really, and about yourself sucked out, anatomized, part of you now, the best part, a molecule of pure oxygen, breathed in by the farmer on his tractor, by the frightened rabbit in the ditch, by a child riding a bike in Topeka, by the sad wife of a Mexican diplomat, by a dog digging up a bone 100 years in the future, that foreign city where you don't know a soul, but where you think you could start over, could make a whole new life for yourself, and will. Meditation from 14a by Jennifer Meyer, from her collection Dark Alphabet, published by Southern Illinois University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Sponsored by Constant Contact, celebrating the launch of Social Campaigns, a brand new social media marketing tool. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.